Let's turn to another topic now that you've worked hard on, which is broadband access. And has it advanced at all since you started working on it? And where are we now? What's the update?
A little bit. Not much, to be candid with you. It has not. I'm very frustrated on this topic. I could name you certain areas. And in fact, even in our own county, we've had some modest gains, 1-2 yards, cloud of dust. But, you know, given the fact that we actually have some significant pots of federal money that have been appropriated but yet not used, you can imagine why I'm so frustrated. For example, you know, we have two pretty significant pots of money for expansion of broadband. One is in the Farm Bill, and that's the Rural Utilities Service. And then the other one is with the FCC, is the Connect America Fund. That's actually a bigger pot of money. That's in the billions, $4 billion, but yet only a fraction of it's used. And so, you know, myself and a bunch of others, we wrote to the chairman of the FCC, Mr. Weor, and we said, please change the rules when it comes to the Connect America Fund, because really the only companies that were eligible were your big corporations, Verizon, you know, all the other companies.
So this would fund private corporations or a build-out of higher.
Yeah, okay. So, but the issue is that if they don't feel that they're going to make a lot of money, then they don't use the money. They don't use even the money.
So it can't be used to subsidize what they
do? No, it can be. The problem is that these companies, even with that subsidy, some of them have elected not to use it. So a lot of this money.
Mid-Hudson Cable did that a couple of years ago. They got a grant and they decided not to use it for broadband.
Right.
And did they give a consistent reason why that? It's just not profitable enough to maintain it over the long term? Or what is the...
In essence, that was it. Yeah. In some cases, it was capital. Mid-Hudson Cable, I believe, was actually a capital concern. But, you know, we're not resting on this. We're trying a million different ways to get to the end zone. So the latest thing is, first of all, I think many of us were just really hopeful that the state money, the $500 million, was going to be the real solution for us. But unfortunately, again, the first round there, the rules have been written, so essentially all the money's going to go to urban big areas. If you have less than 2,500 people, you can't get access to this. If you are tied up with Time Warner, you can't get access to it.
Tied up with Time Warner because they are in merger talks?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So, look, I mean, I can understand perhaps on one hand, but, you know, when you're trying to build out rural capacity for broadband, you got to take this into consideration. Like, for example, Columbia County, we are trying hard to build out in our county, and yet only 4% of the county was eligible for the state money. So what we did here is we held a meeting, and we brought in experts of a federal program called E-Rate. E-Rate is a subsidy program for schools and libraries and public safety entities.
Right.
And so, and myself and
that's been around for a while.
Yes, yeah. But we've actually improved it. Jared Polis and I, he's a Democratic member from Colorado. We wrote to the FCC, very pleased. Again, Mr. Wheeler has been pretty responsive. When I've written to him, I've always get a response, and he always listens and thinks through. And so he actually changed the rules for E-Rate, and now we can actually get a better reimbursement here. Mm-hmm. And so that's a strategy that we're going to use to build out the backbone, if you will, for Columbia County.
And is it going to be stringing copper wires or going to be over the air?
It's fiber.
It's fiber. So it's still one technology that we're looking at, not a mix of technologies?
We're doing with E-Rate is fiber. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you're in the marketplace, there is variegation. Because a lot of our constituents here in Columbia County, of course, have Fairpoint. Fairpoint is going over copper wire, the DSL, and those that some have Time Warner, and they do have the fiber in some cases. And then, of course, Verizon has lately been moving to the 4G. They've been going to the wireless. So it is variegated in the marketplace, but as far as what the federal program, we're still trying to lay out fiber. I believe that when you look at all factors, including how temperamental that DSL is, and even 4G can be, particularly given some of our August days and what it looks like with bringing thunderstorms on and everything else. And we have benefited. If you look at Columbia County, I mean, the things that we are generally really strong at are agriculture and tourism. And what we also have seen is we've seen a growth. Look, we're talking in Hudson here, and you can look at Warren Street, and you see how much antiques have made a comeback. And so we have a fair number of folks who have moved up here, at least part-time, from New York City. And this is an issue. We can actually get more growth in the county, and the growth that the kind that we like, more investment in the county, if we can get more broadband.
What what would be the next ideal thing to happen? In other words, what could people look for and say, oh, if this happens, then we'll get some more service?
So here's what I would tell you. One is this E-rate course of action that we're developing, that we follow through on that. We've talked to the board. We've met with the school boards as well, and that's key. And then hopefully the state will change their rules. And when they do, it'll be match money. And then that will be the big turnover here to make sure that we get more broadband.
Okay.